Give us your courage, said Tim Hughes. I know we've done it once a few weeks ago.
To the ends of the earth we will go. Fill us with power. but so many times I come before you and I ask for things to happen in my life and for opportunities and for that doors that you are opening. And again and again you say you've had everything you need, I've given you all the tools you need. Father, I pray you just open my eyes to see that and to not just be that bird that just struts back and forth or paces back and forth on the rooftops, but you've given me wings, you've given wind, Lord, that I would soar, that I would see those opportunities and just be bold and courageous to fly. Not just to experience that flight, Lord, but to fly with you.
Praise awaits you. Praise awaits you in this place today, oh Lord. We are gathered, ready, God, to sing your praise. We're ready to respond to the glories of your name, to the wonders of your heart, to your great love.
Praise is waiting for you in this place. There's a God. respond to you. But just, like I was praying before, our flesh is weak, Lord, and we recognize it. I recognize it, Lord, my flesh is weak. I want to respond to you. We, in our souls, in the core of our being, Lord God, we want to respond to you. Praise you. You're worthy.
So I've been reading this book called Imagine Heaven, and I'm only partway through, and it's been such a blessing to me, and I just see God's timing in it. But there's all these accounts of these near-death experiences. Basically, people die and they see Jesus. And over and over and over again, what they're sharing is, well, they can hardly share because it's blowing their mind, I guess, and it's so amazing and wonderful, but it's the overwhelming love of Jesus. It's just, like, they just can't get over it, and even as I'm sharing it, it's like, I get that, and so, you know, they're told that they can't stay, and everybody wants to stay with Jesus, because it's just this incredible love, but, like, he has a purpose. And anyway, in the one part, just talks like it's, you know, it's really so simple. It's like, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then love each other. And but it has to start at the top. But it's just so encouraging because we've just been talking about love, and it all starts with love. And anyway, and it's been ministering to me so much. And yeah. I just want to praise God because we have the opportunity now to feel that love, even though it'll probably be like, but we already have that now. And
joyful.
Lift us from the grave. You are the blessing ever does. Counting out the joy of living, ocean depths of happiness.
Mighty to save. Thank you.
author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, we can lift our mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
God, I thank you that nothing is impossible for you, that you can touch hearts that are still a heart of stone and make them a heart of flesh. Lord, I thank you that you still heal today, that you can touch bodies and restore and instantly, Lord God, I thank you that you can still raise people from the dead. Lord, I thank you that you're Almighty God and nothing is impossible.
At the cross,
I owe all to you. surrender my life. I'm in all of you. I'm in all of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you. I owe all to you, Jesus.
I was skydiving, which is something I've never really wanted to do. And I'm not sure if it's related to this or not, but it was just that place of, I was holding on to the rope that was for the parachute, and it was easy, but I don't know if, it's kind of like Jesus is our parachute, and even when we're flying, we can't let go.
Pieces, it's in a Bethel.
yestara na kanti no nara stora ni kanara no no hara stura ni kanara hania no na stare ni kana honia na stora ni kana honia na stora ni kana na stura ni ana honi ana stura ni kana honi ana. I have one more. Paro Nikona.
Seems a little backwards, but that last little tagline, as soon as it started, it was just, all I heard was, like, I am your father, and these are the words I have said. But almost referencing the first part, which I don't know the first part was, so.
He gave me from Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know.
First part, I just kept hearing encouragement. Just hold on, keep going. You're doing fine. You're doing great. He's on his way.
Just for the past few songs, he's been showing me like a zip knot, like almost like a stitches though that go together, and he was showing me like when we abide in him. If I do not, yeah. He said it was finished. And he just showed me the paper going across.
I actually got just the word dumb.
I got it, it's finished as well.
I got a picture of a deck, like, off the cottage, and it was, like, it was a beautiful deck, and my impression was that there's lots of pieces of wood on the deck, and they all look a little different, and if one of them's missing, it's not good, as good anymore, and so every piece is needed to be a complete beautiful thing.
deck floor and the zipper floor to be used as a purpose.
How deep the Father's love for us. This is another story.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He would give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. The pain of hearing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon the cross, my feet upon His shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the yeah. moon.